Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with Professor H.W. Brands, Bill Brands. His new book, America First, Roosevelt versus Lindbergh and the Shadow of War. These are the critical years, 1939, 1940, and then the Japanese attack in 1941. Lindbergh was the hero of the age. FDR, running for a third term, was a genius at political success. H.W. Brands introduces here Lindbergh and his thinking about the new Germany and the old Britain. More of this tonight, much more.
Lindbergh had a stubborn admiration for German culture. He thought the Germans knew how to do things right, and he was quite dismayed at this strange and alarming turn that German politics had taken. So he did not know what to make of Kristallnacht. He did not know what to make of Adolf Hitler. He did not know what to make of the rise of the Nazi Party and the apparent, obvious embrace by the German people of these strange new movements. So this puzzled him. He was very discouraged about the British and Britain's approach to world affairs because he thought Britain at one time had been a great country, but it had allowed itself to fall into complacency and apathy. And this seemed to be marked by the fact that the British and the French had established this post-war regime at the Paris Peace Conference of 1919. And they'd imposed these restrictions on Germany, which were unrealistic at the time, as almost everybody realized. And then they refused to enforce them afterwards. So it was as though the British thought that they could continue to cruise on the momentum that their empire had in the 19th century. But Lindbergh thought that Britain's day was behind it. Its great time was behind it. And this was why he was so puzzled at the policy of the British, that they made these demands of Germany. They said, you must do this. They made promises to Czechoslovakia, which they didn't follow through on, and then to Poland. And he was afraid that, okay, well, they're going to be called upon to fulfill the promise of the guarantee of security to Poland, but they're not going to be able to do it. And the result is that Hitler will call their bluff, and Europe will be at war. And the British, Lindbergh strongly suspected, they will look to the United States to bail them out the second time, the way the United States had bailed out the British in World War I.